This is Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. I can still remember the anticipation I felt as a young child while traveling to the Maine State Aquarium for the first time. Having already seen Spielberg's Jaws by the time I reached kindergarten, I was completely fascinated by sharks. After consuming dozens of books and TV specials on the topic, I couldn't wait to see some in person. I was admittedly underwhelmed when those sharks presented were so unlike the hulking monster that stalked Amity Beach, or the more realistically sized 12-foot sharks depicted in my library books. These sharks were a mere 2 to 3 feet long and comfortably fit inside a small circular touch tank. The disappointment faded once I had the chance to feel their coarse skin as they circled within the tank. I suspect that I was also subconsciously comforted believing that these spiny dogfish were more representative of the sharks likely to be encountered within the Gulf of Maine. I spent the rest of my childhood operating under that assumption, having been told many times by the adults in my life that any potential great white sharks were far, far away from our local beaches. As my passions for natural history grew and became more formalized as a young adult, I found myself re-examining the life histories of the sharks that had fascinated me as a child. I was particularly intrigued by recent studies of shark movements within the Gulf using acoustic telemetry. The results of these studies, conducted over the last decade, have shown that great white sharks do regularly occur in the Gulf of Maine. 92% of detections from the 107 tagged individuals were of sharks within shallow waters. Detections peaked along the Maine coast from July to September, and sharks did occasionally enter the waters near Maine beaches. In July 2020, Maine experienced its first documented fatal shark encounter off Bailey Island. Growing up in the state, such a rare and tragic encounter was unthinkable. Yet while the occurrence of great white sharks does appear to be increasing, the species does have a long history of occurrence within the Gulf. Potential increases of sharks in the Gulf have been attributed, at least in part, to increasing numbers of both harbor and gray seals, which serve as potential prey within the region. Once hunted to near extirpation along the Maine coast, seal populations have greatly recovered following the implementation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972. Notably, there were just 20 records of great whites recorded along the Maine coast in the 19th and 20th centuries, a period during which nearly 25,000 bounties were paid for culled seals. In 1998, a paper titled "The White Shark in Maine and Canadian Atlantic Waters" was published in the Northeastern Naturalist, which compiled the records of the species' occurrence and suggested the great whites were annual visitors to the Gulf. One such notable record came from Harry Goodrich, trainer of the famous Andre the Seal, who in 1960 harpooned a great white in Penobscot Bay after the shark attacked and killed a seal he was training. Mr. Goodrich reported encountering many such sharks around 1960 in an area of coastline nicknamed Shark Alley. Many Maine shark sightings prior to the 21st century came from this area, a fact that many attribute to the operation of a chicken processing plant in Belfast Bay, the offal from which was reportedly dumped into the sea. Reports of the shark within the region ceased with the closure of the plant in the mid-1960s, and reports along the coast became increasingly rare with decades passing between records, until mounting interest and technological advances led to the initiation of the telemetry research efforts described earlier. The notion that large sharks occur in our coastal waters might be troubling to some. While some level of trepidation is understandable, it's important to remember that unprovoked shark attacks are incredibly rare events, particularly within the Northeast. Since 1837, there have been only 11 such events documented in New England. It is important to remind ourselves that sharks, from the diminutive spiny dogfish to the mighty great white shark, play important roles within marine environments, serving as indicators of healthy ecosystem function, aiding in the cycling of nutrients, and acting as regulators of other forms of marine life. Misplaced fears related to misconceptions have resulted in their historic persecution, to the detriment of both the species and the ecosystems they inhabit. We should instead channel the emotions these animals stir into support for research that will help us understand the role that these sharks play in our own coastal waters.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine naturalist afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.